Welcome to today's lesson. Before we begin, let's just take a moment and adjust our state. So I want you to relax your body, specifically in your shoulder, your neck. You can roll your head a little bit, release any tension that may be in that area. Relax your stomach. Exhale all the air out of your lungs. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And let your face relax, let your eyes relax. And notice how quickly you can feel better just by doing this. Because I wanted you to relax and get into a comfortable state of mind and body, because what we're talking about today is so important to your success. And it's about power words and the way in which you speak to yourself. You know, it's said that we're all our own greatest hypnotists. But a lot of people are unknowingly hypnotizing themselves for failure with the words that they're using. Remember that the unconscious mind is very literal. And so the words you say to it are going to program it in a specific way. So one example of that is the word try. You know, so often when people want to lose weight and they start some new plan, you know, they may say, well, I'm going to try and lose some weight. But the word try in and of itself implicates failure, right? So if I told you, you know, I tried to open the window, is that window open or closed still? And again, it implies that I tried it, put some effort into it, and then I failed. So when it comes to something like weight loss, which is 100% in your control, right? You are the one who decides what foods you eat and how much of them you eat. So there's no mystery here. When it comes to weight loss, you're the one who's in control. And so you want to speak about it with a sense of control, with a sense of power. Your words will unleash and connect you to the power that you have, but they can just as easily unplug you from the power that you have. And try is one example of that happening. You know, sometimes people will be tempted with a food and they'll say, I shouldn't eat that. Well, shouldn't is a very weak way of saying that. Instead, I want you to begin saying, I choose not to eat that. And you can expand on that. And that's where the real power comes from. When you begin to expand on, when you use your power words and you speak from a place of strength and power, and then you explain it. So for example, instead of saying, oh, you know, I shouldn't eat that, which is very weak, you're kind of on your heels with that. You say, I choose not to eat that because... And now you go off here and you reinforce this. Because I like feeling strong. I feel better when I'm eating less. I find I have more energy. I know that my weight's going to go down and that's going to make me feel more attractive. Being successful with this whole process is going to make me feel more confident. I like the sense and feeling of accomplishment I get each day that I eat well, exercise, and stay on track. It's really exciting. It's fun. I enjoy it. So you see, when you begin speaking this way, you see the difference, right? You feel it immediately. And this is the power that you have all the time. And it exists within this way of speaking where you tap into and use your power. And you use words that have power to them. Okay? So you stop speaking about it like you're not sure what you're going to do. And you begin speaking about this whole process as if you were successful. And as you begin speaking of it in that way, you start acting that way. Just like a computer depends on the programming that you put into it, your mind depends on the programming you put into it. So think about some foods that you've struggled with in the past and notice how you've been nervous or scared of them almost. Now what I want you to begin doing is doing this process. I choose not to eat those foods. I choose to only have a small amount of those foods because, and then get used to explaining all of those things. The more you can articulate quickly all the reasons why you want to eat well, you will be amazed how much easier this whole process becomes. I could go on for an hour uninterrupted about all the reasons why I love eating well. Very little of it has to do with the flavors, by the way. Right? I like eating well, but it's not because it tastes better necessarily. It's because it makes me feel better, and it literally improves every single aspect of my life. That's how you want to speak about this. With power, with certainty, with confidence. And as you begin doing that, you transform yourself from the inside out. And all of a sudden, things that used to be tempting to you shrink and fade away. So pay attention to your words today. Have a great day. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I will talk to you tomorrow.